Steps to get online with your pet. With the following exercise, you will learn how to convey a simple request to your pet. It is the simple command of come that most pets will follow. You can, however, choose which command your pet knows best. Step 1. Keep an open mind, relax, and meditate in your quiet space. Step 2. Try to tune out any thoughts or noises and go to your basic psychic level or beach of time. Step 3. Mentally say the name of your pet and visualize him or her looking at you. Step 4. Make sure your pet is looking at you in an open manner. Step 5. Now let's make the request for them to come to you mentally. See it like a movie. Your pet is coming towards you. Don't say the command. Just think it and wait. Relax. If it doesn't work right away, try to thank the pet for looking at you. Baby steps, remember? You can also use these steps when you give other commands in your daily life. If it still isn't working, try to picture him or her following the command, instead of just giving the command verbally. You will notice how your pet will follow your commands better. Do this several times throughout the day. Now, go back again to your personal beach or basic psychic level and try to ask your pet a question. If you receive a negative response, do not be startled by it or mistake it for your imagination. You will receive very simple images in the beginning. For example, many times, Buddy showed me the movie Running in the Fields, or that he had to go. These were the basic needs he had at the moment of communication. One of my first real communications with animals was with our neighbor's barking dogs. When Buddy was little, every little noise could distract him from doing his business in the backyard. I was trying to teach him not to do it in the house. So every time he tried to go in the backyard, the neighbor's dogs started to bark like crazy and Buddy got scared. Now, keep in mind, I was just in the beginning of animal communication and still terrified of other dogs. But I decided to resolve this problem the psychic way. The next time it happened, I walked with Buddy over to the neighbor's dogs. It took all my courage. There was a yellow Labrador with a small white poodle. Both were barking madly, especially the white poodle. Poor little Buddy was very scared. So I began to tell Buddy mentally that there is a protective chain-link fence between the two dogs and us, and they couldn't get out. Buddy relaxed a little. For a moment, all three dogs were quiet and just staring at each other. Then, the yellow lab started to wag his tail. I had the feeling that Buddy introduced us to the dogs because the yellow lab looked me right in my eyes. So I told the yellow lab mentally, "Look, you're the smarter one here. Every time you guys bark, Buddy can't do his business. Would you stop doing this?" He wagged his tail, and I saw him smiling mentally. From that day on, Buddy was able to do his business in the backyard without distraction, and the three dogs became friends. That's when I realized that animal communication really works. Note: it's important to always look at animals with a loving and respectful eye, which brings me to another great way to solve these little conflicts. Territorial conflict solution. My husband and I had been invited for a couple of weeks to stay with my in-laws in Europe. For our stay, my brother-in-law Joseph and his dog Ben cleared their bedroom and were staying in his girlfriend's house. Ben used to sleep in Joseph's bedroom. When we arrived with Buddy, Ben and Joseph welcomed us into their house. But the moment we entered into the bedroom, Ben was growling and barking. He even tried to snap at Buddy. It was obvious that we entered his territory. I decided to solve this by telling Ben the following: "Ben, we respect your territory. May we have the permission to stay here for a couple of weeks? After that, we will be gone. And I pictured how we left the room after our stay. Ben started to wag his tail, and everything was fine from that moment on. As you see, respect comes first. Then make your request. Of course, we could have ignored everything I just said and punished Ben for his behavior. But he would have waited for his moment to seek revenge when no one was looking.